It's Gino and the Magic Morning Show.
All righty, more full moon readings with psychic medium Sarah Moore. Remember, enlightenedhorizons.com is where you can go. You can also contact Sarah that way through her Facebook page as well to book a private session. Sometimes people like to have you expand a little bit one of the readings and answer a couple more questions. Follow-ups.
Some people get an hour and I'm like, well, you are going to leave with a very full head.
You can get all those details again, enlightenedhorizons.com. And one more thank you to North Conway Premier for putting on this wonderful segment for us, and that is northconwaypremier.com. And you're actually teaming up with them in a little while.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing 5-minute free readings there from 5 to 7. There's going to be June 21st is the first one.
Okay.
And then I have dates in July and August.
Wonderful.
So it just gets people in there. You can check out their gorgeous stuff. I get to sit in a leather recliner as I do your reading, which is pretty cool for me.
Yeah.
And so that'll be on my Facebook page and on theirs as well.
Cool. And then we'll keep you guys up to date when that is getting closer too. But June 21st, another full moon reading maybe.
Oh,
some free readings.
I lined them up with the full moon.
Wonderful. Yeah. That's the best part. That's the best part of all. So make sure that you keep that in your calendars and keep that in for your future plans. And, of course, North Conway Premier, right now, stocked up. Sean sent me over a text just last night saying we are stocked up on ACs, power washers, generators, lawn mowers, and more, getting ready for the summer season.
Yeah.
He says it's coming, even though Mother Nature is a little behind.
I don't know. I'm a psychic, but I am not optimistic. No.
But he believes it's happening. Should get warmer soon, and we're looking forward to that as well. Here we go. We got Don texting in from Brownfield. Again, that number is 603-356-9145, and I just want to remind everybody, when you do text in, please just your first name and where you're from, especially if you're a new texter. Don from Brownfield. I've recently had a few people pass away and wondering if there's anybody particular that keeps visiting.
I see a mother figure. And if it's not your mother, it's a grandmother. She looks older to me. She looks like she's in her 80s, I would say. She's saying 88, but she looks younger than 88. And she's saying gentleness. Be gentle on yourself. And you also need to take the time to grieve. You're like me, where death is okay. We know that they're okay. But we're human and we're still on this side. So you need to take that time to grieve and be sad and let the tears flow and acknowledge your loss. So you're not a wall, but you're holding it together for yourself, not just for others, for yourself. But I get mother or grandmother, somebody who is 88 years old, and I just hear the word gentleness.
All right. That one goes out to Don from Brownfield. Thank you for texting in, Don. We have Jackie from Berlin texting in. I'm thinking about her dog that's a living dog. It's a Mustang. His name is Mustang. He's going through a lot. Wants to know if there's more that he can do to help, if she can do to help him. Let him know how he's doing.
I think you're doing everything really well to help him. I feel like the vet's involved and I think you're on the right track. My right ear gets really weird and I have pain in my right ear. And it's making me want to close my right eye. So if you're chasing symptoms or trying to figure out a diagnosis, I would have the vet look in the left ear and check that out. That's the big thing that sticks out for me. But you're doing really well. Like, you're tuned into this dog.
Okay. That one goes out to Jackie from Berlin. Karen from Bedford texting in. Her son Alex has a very hard time waking up in the morning for school, even on the weekends. A hard time getting up. It's been going on for a couple of years. Anything there?
Two things. One is I get he's dormant. This is a guy that when he turns 37 is going to rock the world, and you're going to be like, oh, so he's running the major company? and you are going to be amazed, and he's going to be like, Mom, I was just waiting for what I wanted to do. And the second thing is he feels like an empath, and I don't think he knows how to deal with that. So an empath is somebody that feels the energy or the vibration from the people and the world around them. So for me, I used to love going to the Freiburg Fair. And then when I started doing this as a career, Freiburg Fair is completely overwhelming for me. I still go to it, but I'm hot. And I can tell you where every bathroom in there is, because my energy, when I am overloaded, I drink a ton of water. So I'm like, oh, I can't, this isn't fun anymore. So with your son, he just needs to know how to protect his energy. For him, soothing noise or water, like a sleep machine running at night. And if you put that in there with the intention that it's clearing him of the day that he just came out of and preparing him for the day he's going into, I think that will recharge his batteries a bit.
All right. That one should help with Alex. That one goes out to Karen from Bedford texting in. Is it always crowded places? Freiburg Fair, obviously, a lot of people going around.
For me, I have to remember to really protect my energy and bubble myself.
Yeah.
But when I'm off the clock, I'm like, la, 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 la. And I forget that sometimes. And that's when I get hot. My belly feels yucky. I just get, it's like anxiety, but it's not. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of people that are diagnosed with with anxiety are empaths. If we could figure out how to not feel what everyone else is feeling, we will feel so much better. And you can bubble yourself and put yourself in like a little bubble of light where nobody else can get in. Yeah. So their energy kind of bounces off. You can imagine roots coming out of your feet, going into the earth and grounding. You can pray, whatever works for you. Put crystals in your pocket, stones in your pocket. They don't have to be fancy.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home later and see all these people walking around with bulging pockets and boulders in them. But there's ways to ground and protect.
Very cool. And what about, one more question, sorry.
Yeah.
What about, has it ever happened? I'm sure it's happened, but maybe, I know that you're very good about not pushing it on or trying to convert anybody or anything like that. But have you ever been in a situation, maybe a store walking through, and then you see there's like one person with you, clearly you must feel something.
You know, it's so funny. I have one friend that we were, we play hockey together. And I was like, oh my gosh, your grandmother's here. And as soon as I said it, I was like, oh God, I just Long Island mediumed somebody.
Yeah.
And I think it's almost invasive to do that to people.
Right.
And I have to be off the clock. But her grandmother was so proud of her. And then another time someone's father came through, and I think I was like buying a bottle of wine at the liquor store, and I'm at the checkout line, and I was like, your dad's here. And I don't like to do that. And she goes, of course he is. What does he want to say?
Yeah.
And I don't even know what I told her. But it, you know, when I get that, if it's somebody, if your person in heaven is really pushy, I'm going to have to say it.
Right. I mean, I can only imagine having to try to get that out.
Yeah.
Especially if there's a positive message.
Yeah.
There.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I only work in the light. I don't do doom and gloom.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Keep those texts coming. 603-356-9145. Nicole from Conway's texted in simply asking if there's anybody around her that has passed.
I have a huge white angel behind you. Yes, there's people around you, but they are not in the forefront at all. It's almost like I'm looking at this gigantic angelic statue, and people are teeny tiny little specks on the ground in front of it. You have an angel that's trying to guide you to do the right thing. Stay in the light. There's power in fear and chaos, but it's not the kind we want. It's chaos. So you need to shift to the light and straighten things out. And they're showing me like a tablecloth that's all wrinkled. And you're like, it's all right. It's like, yeah, you can hide the crumbs and the wrinkles, but if you smooth it, then you have a fresh slate every single day. So your angel and your people are telling you, smooth your life out. Don't make chaos to distract you from what you really want to be doing.
There we go. That one goes out to Nicole.
I realize like some people are getting yelled at today. It's not me.
No, of course.
It's your people.
Right, and that's actually one of the things we bring up. You like to listen back to the recordings as well, because sometimes you don't remember what
I don't
you're
remember
saying.
Anything.
Yeah.
I will not remember a thing I say today.
Right, okay, there we go. Angela in Tamworth texting in. She listens to the Magic Morning Show all the time, and we greatly appreciate that. She's wondering, she's been having some issues with her back, wondering if they're ever going to figure out what is up with her back and what's wrong.
I think it's more muscular than skeletal. I feel it down on my lower left side, especially. You're out of balance. You feel like somebody that's either a golfer, or a hockey player, or a tennis player, or somebody whose left side of the back are way more resistant than the right side. So I think if you could get in, and even a Pilates class would be phenomenal for you. It's not going to be massage, but if you could get a sort of a yoga type class that is based on flexibility, I think you're going to rock the world.
Okay, that one goes out to Angela from Tamworth. This is an interesting one. We have Kim texting in from Tamworth as well. She says her stepson has been charged with some crimes, a little bit hot water when it comes to the law. Unfortunately, he has been proven to be a compulsive liar. Did he actually do these crimes? Is he going to do jail time?
Oh, he did it.
Yeah.
Yes, I think he's going to do jail time. No, I don't think it's very long. I'm getting 14 days, but I kind of get he needs to know they're serious, and I don't think he's going to take it seriously. So when he goes to jail, I see him like, yeah, I'm here for 14 days, dude, just means I don't have to work. And it might take one more round. I think he'll straighten out, but it could be about 3 years.
Okay. All right. There we go. Kim from Tamworth, that one goes out to you. We have Kate from Bartlett texting in. Recently saw some signs, quote unquote signs, on a video feed at her parents' house, wondering if family is reaching out.
I see a father figure. I see father, but I think I'm on your father's side, grandfather energy. He looks like a big man, not fat. He's just a solid man. He's the kind of guy that's well over 6 feet and probably over 200 pounds, but he is not fat. And he's sitting in a very old looking brown chair that has the arms on it are more, I don't know, angular or square. He's coming through really fast, but I'm trying to like figure out what we can say on the radio. Yes, I'm coming through. I don't like the discord. His word is, I don't like the discord in the family. And everybody kind of goes to their room and whispers into their phones and tells everybody else what they're thinking, but nobody tells everybody else what they're thinking. You kind of need to throw your complaints in a hat and then pull it out at the dinner table and say, I've never liked when you've done this. Oh, good luck with that, he says. Like, glad I'm dead. But I would try that because I think your family just hasn't communicated very well lately.
And that's pretty common, the messing with video feeds or electronics.
Oh, electronics. And if your house needs a clearing, like if you've taken home energy that shouldn't be there, your water will get messed up, your electronics, your phone charger, everything gets blown because they don't have the vibration to sustain themselves. Mm-hmm. So they just plug into your stuff.
There we go. So that's always a surefire sign to look into it. To look into it for sure. We'll do one more before a quick break. Can you believe it's already 8:42?
What?
It's unreal. Kathy texting in from West Baldwin, Maine. Question for Sarah. Any messages from her loved past ones? Or is there any message from her dog Moxie still around?
Moxie. I want a fancy collar. I want the one that looks like it has daisies on it, but they're yellow. I feel like I'm looking at a collar. I don't think it's an uncommon paws collar, but go on their website because it has, maybe it is. It's blue, dark blue on the background, and it has beautiful daisies, and it's in like a cotton material. It's just gorgeous. And she looks so good and so proud in it. And I think that she'll sort of want her, like, I just want to turn my head to the left so you can see the right side of my neck. And loved ones around you, I see a girl. She looks like she's 17 years old. And I don't know if it's, I think it might be you at 17. And I feel like I'm looking at a 1970s commercials with all these beautiful, like this girl standing in a field. It kind of looks like a Joni Mitchell-esque image and sniffing the flowers. And I feel like you have a peaceful place, but you have to search to find it. And I would like for you to bring that peacefulness into all aspects of your day. It's kind of like when you go to work, you brace yourself, and then when you come home, you take your shoes off, your pants off, and that peaceful girl shows up again. But bring her with you. She's allowed to go on that adventure.
All right, there we go. Keep those texts coming in, 603-356-9145. We'll be back in just a few moments on Magic 104, today's hits.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.